Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts for an out with unknown description. Hale moves to second. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. There goes Cobb trying to get to third. McNeely throws the ball into Betancourt, who tags Cobb for the out. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Betancourt moves to second. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogden strikes out. 1 out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. Mannion moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Mannion moves to third. McNeely moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Mannion scores. McNeely moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-2 in the game. Shult hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ogden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Howard Emke now pitching. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogden strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon bunts towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannon for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. It's 6-5, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mainisch scores. Schult moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schult tags and moves to third. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mannion for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Joe Boley. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus pinch hits for Ossie Orwell. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.